It's 8:41 on a Thursday morning with the Musers. Back during the ODEC today, Gordo had the story about a new energy drink named Yahweh with a picture of Jesus on the can. And the slogan is, take him wherever you go. Well, we thought we would talk about this, the commercialization of Jesus, with the generic youth minister who joins us now.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
How are my little sports buddies doing?
We're doing
y'all
great.
Doing all right?
Well, Craig had a tough night last night.
Yeah. Man, I don't know sports like you guys, but I'm like listening to y'all, and when y'all are like talking about NBA Stanley Finals? Is that
no.
just finals?
Talking
yeah,
about
NBA
or like
finals.
Cowboys Mavericks football or what's the name of that National Hockey L team here? Is it the Dallas Red Wings?
The Stars.
Is that the girl football league with AZ Fudd and Caitlin Clark?
Those are the Dallas Wings.
Okay. Anyway,
not Caitlin Clark.
Anyway, I tried to watch part of that game last night.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was exciting. I crazy, totally huh? understand why y'all like sports, but I have to admit I turned it off after I noticed that San Antonio had it in the bag. So they are so good.
Well,
oh my
they
God.
Are, but they didn't win.
I mean, I was so glad to see the Alamo City doing so well, you know, represent Texas.
They actually lost.
You know, we take our youth group down to the Riverwalk every year for a really crunk time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the kids really like it. Yeah. So what's going on in the NBA these days? Are the Knicks like John Stockton or something?
Well, are they John Stockton?
How no. do you know that name, number one?
Is Michael Jordan still dominating?
No.
I love MJ. The logo, right? Right?
No. Gosh. It's the Nike logo. But
I've always kind of followed the NBA. It's always been my favorite of all the sports. I even still remember when Kobe was always getting in like helicopter crashes and stuff.
Well, that was once.
He was doing that a lot for a while. Hey, listen, I want to remind you guys and invite y'all, we are having an NBA Super Bowl watching party thing on Saturday night in the Fellowship Hall. Oh, dude, bro, it's going to be sick. It's going to be so sick.
That's game five.
It's
going to
be so
way.
Sick. Game five. Yeah, it ain't going to be yunk. It ain't going to be yunk.
Okay.
This party's going to ball out, bro.
Okay.
And isn't nothing going to be faded about it.
Okay.
It's fire, bro. And hey, it's for all our crunk youth. And I thought I'd come by and invite you guys to come on out there.
Well,
we kind of talk to our youth about sports.
Watch the game for the show, so we really don't like going to watch.
Come on,
though.
You guys need to come on out there. We're going to do it. We're going to do it for the Lord.
We're pretty
busy.
Why
aren't you guys having more sports watching parties for the Lord?
Well, I don't know. I guess that's a decent question.
I mean, some would say that's just crass and you shouldn't do it and you shouldn't mix faith with sports like this, but that's what sports is all about.
Okay.
It's having the faith that you can win and having the faith that you can get into heaven.
Okay.
That's the loose tie-in that I'm going with.
All right.
What do you think, speaking of tying in the Lord with things, what do you think of this Yahweh energy drink with Jesus on the can? Is that commercializing your Lord and Savior?
Craig, listen to me. This may surprise you and may surprise a lot of your viewers right now.
Listeners.
But I'm all for spreading the good news and getting the word out there about how kick butt Christianity is and letting people know that Jesus wasn't unk. He was not unk. He was hip. Okay? He was a Rizzler. And I mean, he was real skibbity, real 6'7". And I want people to know that Jesus wasn't just some first century Jew from Galilee. I mean, he was a totally rad tech bro who held the private keys to your salvation in his off-grid crypto cold wallet.
Hey, he was a tech bro?
I don't know about that, but it's not offensive to you.
No, not offensive at all, George. Matter of fact, we sell it at our totally cool youth camp gift shop. We have a youth camp gift shop.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
You sell Yahweh.
We sell Yahweh energy drink. Absolutely. So y'all need, I'm all for the Yahweh energy drink. Put me down. Oh, okay.
Okay, we'll all put you down.
Because it is time to soul max with some electrolytes and creatine and over 1,000 milligrams of caffeine with every swaller, of Salvation Go-Go juice. Put me down as being for the Yahweh energy drink.
Okay, the kids love it, I guess.
Kids, our youth group, they absolutely love it. And we're going to have some tonight at the, Saturday night at the NBA watching party.
Game 5, yeah.
Yes, that you guys are invited to.
Thank you. Okay.
And we're going to be selling t-shirts there. We got some really cool new shirts. It's got Jesus doing the 6-7 hand motion on the front of it. And on the back is a list of concert dates of his miracles that he did. Like the wedding at Cana and who opened up for him and all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
That's
okay.
On the back of this.
That
all
is
right. Yeah, we are a hip organization. Yeah. Are y'all going to get like Luca on this week to talk about NBA or stuff?
I don't think so.
He's really cool. Yeah, I like Luca. Yeah, I'm thinking about maybe inviting him to our watching party so y'all can have some help answering the kids' sports questions.
Oh, sure. Invite him.
Yeah,
see
we're
going to.
Hey, listen, we're going to have like KFC or something.
Oh, that'd be fun, I guess. Yeah.
Everybody likes KFC.
Sure.
So y'all come on down, Fellowship
some
Hall.
Chicken.
We're gonna have some. We're gonna have that watching party. Y'all gonna be there along with
okay.
Luca.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Have Jesus concert T-shirts for you.
Okay. Bye. See ya.
There he goes, the generic youth minister.